This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Gasoline prices have been lower for many months, and now, even at a high-demand time, holiday traveling, they're not spiking in most places, and apparently people like this person in Dearborn, Michigan, have noticed.
I'm happy, because I commute every day, so it helps.
They expect to screen nearly 40 million passengers at airports between December 19th and January 2nd, says the Transportation Services Administration, at Philadelphia International Airport.
We were prepared for mayhem. We had, all of our bags packed and extra material ready to go just in case, but so far so good.
The U.S. Military Central Command says the guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg mistakenly fired and hit an American F-A-18 warplane over the Red Sea. Both pilots ejected safely. One has minor injuries. The Red Sea is between the Arabian Peninsula and Africa. In Orlando, Florida, at the PNC Golf Tournament today, Tiger Woods' son Charlie made a hole-in-one. He's 15. This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing healthcare chief Brian Thompson, is due in court again tomorrow to face state charges of murder. ABC's Phil Lipoff has more about that.
On Thursday, Mangione waived extradition in Pennsylvania and was immediately taken into NYPD custody and flown to Manhattan. It was a huge show of force waiting as he got off that plane. Dozens of heavily armed police officers, even New York City Mayor Eric Adams, was there.
Advice on holiday returns, ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Some have shorter return windows this year. For example, Target's holiday return policy, it's 5 weeks shorter. So items purchased between November 7th and Christmas Eve must be returned by January 24th. Others are making you pay to mail your return. Remember those days? Macy's is charging $9.99 unless you're a Star Rewards member. And retailers like Best Buy and Amazon, they're tacking on restocking fees for some electronics.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Broadcasting live from the top of State Street across the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. Let's kick the night off with a double dip of brand new music from Dogtown Hollow. They got their CD release show coming up. We'll tell you all about it next. But first, Fly Away. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Mississippi, fly away. riverside. It's only sink or swim till we decide to fly away. On the fly
Civic Media. We are local music. Kicking off the show with a double dip of Dogtown Hollow. Skowhegan Bound
Also, Fly Away before that. Both of the songs off the brand new album that's actually being released tomorrow. And Rocker, that's going to be a great show tomorrow for the brand new Dogtown Hollow. They're great.
That is Sunday, December 22nd, Sunday Funday doubleheader. It's a 5 p.m. start at the Harmony Bar. And Dogtown Hollow will be playing with Two Trick Pony, who we'll tell you in about in a moment. But Dogtown Hollow also has some other shows coming up at the Up North Bar in Madison on January 23rd. And Muso, actually, is I think how they pronounce it, January 31st, Dogtown Acoustic Duo at Muso. That's on Winnebago. That's a new live music venue. And then Chief's Tavern, February 14th.
And they're great, dude. You're going to hear a lot more of Dogtown Hollow here on Max Inc. Radio.
Love them.
Well, those songs enjoyable. We played tonight, those were the first time.
Yeah, world debut right there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. He's Rocker. And Terry Barr is here tonight. Good evening, Terry. How are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
I walked downstairs, and my husband looked at me. He goes, what? I go, you play music, you know. So we'll see how many other people understand what my shirt's all about.
Post a picture of that.
I shall. Thank you.
Well, you have a good anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
I saw all over the place. It was your anniversary.
Oh my gosh,
last
you
week.
Guys! Yes. Thank you.
What?
Wow.
What?
You know, in the last week, it feels like that was like a year ago already.
Yeah.
Did you and Brian get married with a bunch of Santas?
We did, actually.
We actually talked about that.
Yeah, we were wondering.
We could confirm. You know?
And then there's this huge Santa Con that we never quite understood. We would go the same weekend for our anniversary to New York City every year, and we would see all these Santas all day, all night, and then, you know, by the later part of the evening, many were laying face down. Yeah, and I'm like, is this a Santa convention? Is this where they're learning to be Santa? No, it's basically Santa Con. Anybody who wants to dress like a tree or Santa or a reindeer or anything, and they mark out a map, and you go bar hopping all over New York City.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
We did it once.
That sounds like a great time.
And it was really fun, but we bailed out at some point because we're both like, whoa.
Drinks are not cheap in New York either.
No.
So you're gonna drop a penny there.
You
for sure.
are. And they try to pick very carefully, you know, places where people could hopefully afford. So it wasn't all the fancy places either, which was good. It's a lot of fun if you ever want to do it and just tag along. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, mm-hmm. When you're out in New York, I notice you always run into that guy that plays guitar in a cowboy hat and like nothing else almost.
No, and it's almost always winter when we're there.
What's his name?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Oh, the Naked Cowboy.
The Naked Cowboy.
Yes.
He has a Speedo on.
Yeah, he does.
Everything is covered appropriately.
Right.
Particular area. Yes, he does wear cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it's cold out. Like he's out there playing when it's
totally,
cold.
Totally. Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Art Paul, if you're listening, here's a...
Oh, Art Paul.
Or the guy across the street right now, he's out there playing...
Playing the xylophone.
Yeah. I put that in my little tease for our show because I can't believe I'm cold. He's got to be a little bit chilly.
It's like about 13 right now, I think.
Yeah. He's so good, though.
It's a big night for us. As I think it's our last show of the year. We got some voice tracking shows coming up next
24,
week. Yep. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year. Mm. Rocker, for the final show of 2024, it's a big one tonight.
Wow, we have some great people coming in tonight, and she is here right now. Kelsey Miles, she is in here from Kansas City. Remember, she moved out to Kansas City sometime back.
I try to forget.
And she's in town recording, and she has a gig tonight and a couple coming up this week. So we'll hear all about that. Maybe even she'll play a song, because I thought I saw a guitar somewhere.
It's sitting right here.
Oh.
I can get it out and have it all ready for her.
Madison Flatman, she's the organizer of Harmony for Healing benefit concert to raise funds for the victims and families of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting that happened this past week. And we'll hear about what's going on about that. And Wheelhouse, the ugly sweater party at the High Noon with special guest Lucas Cates. And there's some Frank Martin Bush shows coming up, too. So we're going to hear from Frank Martin Bush. He'll be in the studio talk about Wheelhouse.
It'll be great to see Frank.
It will be.
Frank Martin Bush and your names. Yeah, pretty cool. And then live in the lair, Jeffrey James of the Jeffrey James Show.
Yay.
And Terry, you booked this. Tell us about Jeffrey
James. He is just a wonderful soul. His music is really uplifting. He writes about all the places he's been, which I think is really incredible.
A lot.
Yeah, he's been all over the world.
All over the world.
Time and time and time again. I have not seen him in quite a few, probably a couple of years now.
Wow.
So I can't wait to see him and have him share his stories because I know he's got some good ones.
We're going to hear some good stories tonight. Jimmy, Max Inc. After Hours, 10 p.m. to midnight with Rob Roberts.
All right, that's all coming up. If you want to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. You can call or text 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Rocker, we were talking about the Dogtown Hollow new EP release that's happening tomorrow. The next band, they're playing at the same show, aren't they?
They are, Jimmy. Two Trick Pony. They have their new EP coming out. That band features Bob Boyd, who's from the Mark Croft Band, on drums and vocals, Michael Mood from Beth Killey Band on bass and vocals, and Dan Kennedy on guitar and vocals. So this should be a really good band. Two Trick Pony EP release party is Sunday, December 26th at the Harmony Bar with Dogtown Hollow. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
They say sometimes you gotta give a little ground, gotta know when to back down. I say they don't know me. And they say it ain't no sin to know when the time has come for you to throw it in. And I say they don't know me. They don't know. They don't know me. They think I'm gonna jump right off the track, throw my hands up, take a step back and fade away. But not today. I'm never gonna let up. Might get a little fed up. Gonna go down with my head up all the same. If I go down in flames, they don't. Can't win them all, but I'll tell you when it's time for me to fall. 'Cause I'm a son of a gun and they don't know. Show me. Oh, they think they'll show me.
sunburns the other day. Living life like this, there ain't no other way. I burned the candle at both ends and up a puddle of wax. Well, my eyes are burning and my face is red. I got a million thoughts swimming up inside of my head. Need to let it all out from in before it drives me insane. Slipping, I'm dropping everything to the floor. I'm outside of me. It'd help if I could shut it down before 7 a.m. With my eyes wide open and my jaw is clenched, I got zero reasons why I'm laying down on my bed. Need to get up, get on the porch and crack another beer. Slipping, I'm dropping everything to the floor. I'm outside of me. Just me.
You want me to be
Bank on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Iftikhar from 2017. The album Get Some. That was Outside of Me. Iftikhar, they're playing a show tonight if you're listening on WGBW up in Green Bay. They're playing at the Trax in Green Bay. Then you can catch them again on January 10th at the Ice Dance Festival 2025 in Appleton for those of you listening on WISS. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr hanging out with you. Terry, happy solstice. It's the first day of winter. And
how about that? It's going to get lighter from here,
yes,
right?
Yeah, this is the shortest day of the week. Or
so
of the year,
of
excuse
the year.
Me.
Yeah.
And the week, too. That was factually correct.
I like it. I'll take that.
I know over in the Sassy neighborhood at Old Brick, they're having a big bonfire tonight. Probably just wrapping up, but I'm sure there's some hot coals there.
And probably write down things that you want to get rid of, throw it in the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
I love the fire in the wintertime.
I do, too.
It's pretty cool. If I wasn't here...
You would be there.
Yeah, I would be doing some fire stuff, you know?
Nice.
It's always good. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. They're locally hand-blown glass. There's three locations in Madison. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by Tim Krohn Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, so much more. Meet Tim at timkronphotos.com. That's Tim Krohn, K-R-O-N, photos.com.
All right, we're going to slide a few new original holiday songs into the playlist tonight. But coming up just after 6:30, you know her, you love her, and we've missed her so much. Kelsey Miles back in Wisconsin. She's joining us in the studio. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
Rock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
Bring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit Lazy Elf Lounge.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
forgiveness I could voice. Yes, I heard every word, and it's still ringing in my head. Fueling my fear. Oh, screaming red. It's like running around from the thread of yesterday. Holding you back, you can't let it go.
Kelsey Miles there and Red. And coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, don't forget Live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio with the Jeffrey James Show. Looking forward to that, Live in the Lair at 9 o'clock, Rocker.
Jimmy Dr. Kelsey Miles is an award-winning blues artist, harmonica player, guitarist, and songwriter, celebrated for her powerful voice, dynamic performances, and compelling original music. Originally from Ohio, Kelsey moved to Madison in 2013, where she began her musical career. While earning her doctorate in chemistry at the UW, she picked up a guitar for the first time in 2014, and by 2017, she had transitioned from full-time chemist to full-time musician, becoming a prominent figure in Wisconsin's vibrant music scene. Now, she's based in Kansas City, and Kelsey recently won the Kansas City Blues Society's Road to Memphis competition.
Of course she did.
And will proudly represent Kansas City at the next International Blues Challenge in Memphis next month. Kelsey is in Madison for the holiday to record and play a few gigs, including right after this interview. Kelsey Miles, welcome back to Wisconsin.
Yay!
And Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I missed you
all. Oh, we love you. We miss you.
We feel honored that when you come back to Madison, you stop here to see us. And thank you so much
for
doing
this. We could not be happier.
When Rocker reached out to me, and I'm like, gosh, you guys thought about it before I even had time to be like, yo, I'm coming into town. I love you guys so much.
I knew it.
I love you all so much. I'm so happy to be here.
We still play your music every weekend.
I so appreciate it.
And we always
it.
Talk about you. And we're like, oh, I hope she's doing great. I hope she doesn't forget us.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't. And that's why I'm back. You know, in Kansas City, I've met lots of musicians. Yeah. And they'll ask me, oh, can I be in your band? And I'll be in your band. And da-da-da. And I always thought, I think about it. And I meet some great musicians. Yeah. And then I think about my band here in Wisconsin. And I miss and love them so much. Shout out to Todd Phipps on organ and Wurlitzer, Joe White on drums, Jared Lander on bass, and Adam Nauman on lead guitar. These guys are so, so good. If you hear any of their names playing anywhere in Madison, please check them out. They are phenomenal, and I have hopes for them to start their own band. I just want them to, so that they'll make some crazy name, and then it'll be Kelsey Miles and the whatevers they come up with, How cool would that be?
Maybe they could just be a Kelsey Miles tribute band. They could get somebody to sing your songs.
Okay, so they've already talked about this. And Adam says all they need is one person to wear a curly blonde wig.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe it could be a rotating cast of characters.
Or they all wear curly blonde wigs.
We'll get one wig and everybody will share that one wig.
Wow.
Kelsey Karaoke.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, there we go.
That's great.
Oh, Kelsey, you got the bug bad. I mean, you're getting your doctorate degree. You pick up the guitar for the first time, and then you're a full-time musician 3 years later. Wasn't anybody there to stop you?
Oh, so many. In fact, I disappointed everyone that I knew close to me. My family was worried about me. In chemistry, that was kind of a weird choice to make. My advisor wanted me to go into chemistry, and I couldn't help. I had a tug at my heart. And this feeling, you get a pull to do something and you just got to. If you don't, I think Oprah talks about it like a little pebble life will throw a little pebble and hit you in the forehead. And then if you stop, if you don't listen to it, life throws you a rock. And then eventually it throws a big old brick, And so
are you not listening?
I listened and it changed my world. And now I found a nice balance of chemistry and music right now. I'm currently a chemistry professor in Kansas City.
Wow.
And so,
back to it.
I'm back to it, and I've got a beautiful balance of both.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, really. And so the time in my life in Madison, Wisconsin, where I was a full-time musician, is so special. Those several years where I did that. It's interesting how life brings things to you and helps you rebalance. And you never know what life's going to throw at you.
Well, tell us now more about Kansas City and how you're finding your way there.
Oh, I love the city. Aww. It's so fun. They've got some really, really phenomenal venues for blues jams. And most importantly, it's the people. The same way I talk about Madison, it's really the people. And the musicians I've met there are all so welcoming, and they share a lot of gigs. So even when I, as soon as I moved, all of a sudden I had all these gigs playing harmonica, and it's been really cool. The Blues Society there is very supportive,
oh,
and
so good.
It's kind of pulled me in, and it's been really great. I've enjoyed it so much.
Is there a big draw at some of the venues for the shows?
Yeah.
Is the community pretty supportive?
Yeah, they really like live music. The one that I really love playing at is called Knuckleheads. And so if you're in Kansas City, go to Knuckleheads. And every Saturday and Sunday, they have a great jam. And what will happen is some musicians that are in town for maybe another show will stop there. And so you'll sometimes
cool.
get pro level, like Samantha Fish was just at the Blues Jam.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and so you'll just get some people coming in and it's a jam, but then all of a sudden it turns into something pretty crazy.
I love when that happens.
How about barbecue?
Oh my God!
Here in Kansas City, I went to St. Louis back in the fall, and I found some pretty good barbecue there. Tell me about Kansas City.
Kansas City barbecue is so good.
Ooh.
You gotta go to Jazzy B's. It's just outside of Kansas City. It's
but
in Lee
dropping
Summit.
Names. I
know
love it.
It's
yeah.
so good. Now I do have to shout out to my lead guitarist Adam Nauman. He is an amazing chef, and he works at Brennan's. And so if you want some good barbecue. That guy knows what he's doing, so okay. I'm just going to throw that out there.
And that's a big name, too, for a restaurant. That's huge.
Is it dry rub, typically, or is it wet barbecue?
So most of it's wet. Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. Most of it's wet with sauce and stuff. So, yeah, there's so many to choose from, and I feel like I've just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
I bet.
They're probably, like, just around every corner. They're really tiny ones, I bet.
Those are probably
the best, right?
Totally. And so when I moved from Ohio to Wisconsin, my intake of cheese and beer went up significantly.
I would apologize, but I'm not going
no.
to.
And then I moved to Kansas City, and now, like, you know, it's like meat sweats, you know what I mean? It's just, I eat so much meat now. It's great.
Oh, that is funny. Now, Kelsey, you brought your guitar.
I did.
And we
How
know that you're going to be performing. We're going to talk about a show in a minute, but I was wondering if you could maybe play a song for us.
Would you?
Let's do it. Okay.
All right.
How lucky are we, you guys?
Yeah, Kelsey Miles live in the studio.
Jeez.
A special treat here on the last show of 2024, playing a live song for us. Take it away, Kelsey.
This song to everyone in Madison. I'm so happy to be back. This song is called I See You. You got a job to do, depends on you, putting everyone around you first. And I know you're tired. You're losing fire, but I know your strength will get you through. You may fail and you may fall. Sometimes it feels like nothing else at all. So let the song remind you things that you ain't getting through. It's true. Woo! I see. And everything you do, I see you. I see you. And what you're going through, I see you. Behind your mask, emotions grab everything you bottled up inside. But you don't show it, no. You keep your focus. It's your strength that's gonna get us by. You may fail and you may fall. So as it feels like nothing else at all. So let the song remind you thanks to you we're getting through. Thank you. Everything you do, I see you. Yes, we do. Oh, I see you, yes. I see you. Yes, I see you. I see you.
Wow, that was so awesome. I bet you have one more.
Oh, I can do one more.
All right.
Oh, we're so lucky. It's Max Inc. here on Civic Media. If you want to sneak a question in or a text, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789.
Keep an eye on that.
Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Kelsey Miles is live in the studio.
Woo! Ask me all your questions. You know, one thing I learned is that we all have this light inside of us. And when we get real quiet, we can feel it radiating. This song is called The Lighthouse. You might forgive me, but I'll never change. When you're coming too strong, I'll still light your way. You search for a reason in a bright light that shines. The closer you get there, more it reminds you. Turn around before your boat hits the shore. But the lighthouse will always call you home. It's calling you home, 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 home. Patiently waiting. Storm. My light never wavers, so you can explore. But you turn around before your boat hits the shore. When the lighthouse will always call you home, it's calling you.
Lucky are we.
We are so lucky. So
Kelsey, thank you so much for coming in and playing music for us tonight live on the air. As always, it's like from the last time Kelsey Miles is in the studio from the last time, there's always vocal improvement and just the way you sing.
It. Oh, it's just so big and it hits you right in the heart.
It does.
Aww. Oh, and people, if you are listening, and you better be, You really want to go see these shows that she's going to be playing. She's leaving right from our studio tonight, headed right over to Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Jeez. Yep. She's going to be playing with Don't Mess with Cupid. Oh, man, when you guys do this together, whoa, that's going to be really so fun. Then she has a show on Monday where she's going to be part of the Cafe Coda Jam. Cafe Coda is on Willie Street in Madison. And then Thursday, she's just going to take over Red Rooster in Madison. So she's got Monday
band,
right? And Thursday.
Yeah, my whole band.
Yeah, so why not?
The whole band.
I know. That's sorry, Rocker. Awesome. I think I might have to go to that
show.
Well,
wait, what time do you play?
7.
Oh. And Rocker, of course, has a show just before
we're
that,
done by
so.
6:30. We're old. We don't play long. We don't play late. We don't play fast.
You're old. Okay, good. We've got a plan. We have a plan. And Kelsey's just all over while she's here. So be sure to get out and
you're
see
you're recording,
her.
Too, right?
Yeah, I'm recording at Blast House Studios. Ooh. With Landon Arkins again. And we just finished my next album and working on new songs for the next album.
That's so awesome that you come back here to record your album.
Yeah. You know, when you find people that you love working with, that's where it's at. You know, you guys know this. Like, you don't have to, you just look at each other and you know what the other person needs, you know?
That's that can happens. Be scary, too.
Yeah, because
you were
know.
Not just thinking that, were you?
You know, we were just talking to Landon today. We tracked something. It's a new reggae song. And,
ooh.
And we tracked it. And I said, Landon, how'd that sound? And he's like, yep. And he's pretty quiet, you know, he doesn't say tons of words. And we all laughed because we know that he would tell us if it didn't sound great.
Yeah.
But he's so tactful when you sound bad. He's so tactful about if you're not locking in.
And are you doing this now with your Madison band or your Kansas City band?
So I don't have a Kansas City band. I only have one band, which is my Madison
band. Got it.
Band.
Okay.
And my family. I've been playing with some of them for... Like Adam, I've been playing with for like 8 years. Yeah. So I love, yeah. So it's Adam Nauman, Todd Phipps, Joe White, and Jared Lander.
Now,
and
tell us quickly about your podcast because
yes,
we only have
you.
One.
That's
minute.
What I wanted
yes.
to ask.
So my yep. new podcast is called Authenticity Lab. I write music to reconnect with my authentic self, and I'm inviting you to join me. Can ooh. I share the website?
Yeah,
please.
Sure.
KelseyMiles.com / The Lab, THELAB. And you can join the community. And I'm just submitting my second episode on Tuesday.
And we will share this on all of our socials.
How exciting. Kelsey, mm-hmm. it's great to see you again.
Have
thanks
a great
for show.
Having me.
You're
oh
looking for
gosh.
Something to do tonight. Get down to the Gamma Ray Bar. Don't Mess with Cupid. And Somas. Am I saying that right? Somas?
Sounds good to
Somas.
Me.
Okay. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
It's the Gamma Ray Bar. Follow your website one more time.
KelseyMiles.com. KelseyMiles. And that's miles, not kilometers. MILES.
And say hi to Rhodey for us, too.
Oh, and Encore. I have a new addition.
Yes, she has two kitties
now. So
now
I have two cats, Rhodey and Encore.
Yay.
You have two cats now.
Woo.
Oh, how cool is that?
We love
make
you,
Jimmy's
girl.
Day.
I gotta we
find,
love you.
You should have brought the cats here. That's all I got to say.
Next time.
Oh, I asked right away.
Here too, you know? Hey, we got a double dip of the Jimmy's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, I go back.
Oh, to where? Like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do. And I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Go back.
forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There's been trouble with drones, not randomly with unidentified aircraft, but at an official event. Several small drones collided and fell into a crowd during a holiday drone show over Eloa Lake in Orlando, Florida last night. It was captured on cell phone recording. ABC News learning that a 7-year-old was injured and rushed to the hospital after being hit in the chest with a drone. The Federal Aviation Administration's looking into it. The Starbucks strike is growing. Employees are in a 5-day walkout, which started in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Seattle. Union Starbucks says locations in Boston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Portland, Oregon have baristas joining the strike tomorrow. They demand an end to what they claim are unfair labor practices and stalled negotiations over pay and benefits. Amazon's strike of contract drivers continues. U.S. Military Central Command says a U.S. warship in the Red Sea accidentally shot down a plane. This is ABC News.